never went anywhere without telling Laura, and that was what frightened her the most. She had no idea where he was or what had happened. Last night, they had been expected at an opening at the museum. Cherries had catered the affair. Though one of Laura's crews had handled the evening, she had followed the truck to the museum to oversee the setting up. Everything had been flawless. She had come home to change and get Jeff, but Jeff hadn't shown up. Hugging her knees tighter in an attempt to fill the emptiness inside her, she stared at the phone, willing it to ring now, willing Jeff to call and say he had had a late meeting with a client and had nearly fallen asleep at the wheel on the way home, so he'd pulled over to the side of the road to sleep off his fatigue. Of course, that wouldn't explain why the police hadn't spotted his car. Hampshire County wasn't so remote as to be without regular patrols, or so seasoned as to take a shiny new Porsche for granted, particularly if that Porsche belonged to one half of a prominent Northampton couple. The Fry name made the papers often. Jeff's with regard to the tax seminars he gave, Laura's with regard to Cherries. The local press was a tough one, and Duggan O'Neill of the Hampshire County Sun could cut people to shreds, but Laura fed enough luminaries to earn frequent mentions. Indeed, the police officer with whom Laura had talked earlier on the phone had known just who she was, but to her dismay, he had refused to let her file a missing persons report. Not until he's been gone 24 hours. But officer, awful things can happen in 24 hours. Good things, too, like lost husbands coming home. Lost husbands coming home. She resented those words with a passion. They suggested she was inept as a wife, inept as a woman, that Jeff had been bored and gone looking for fun and would wander back when the fun was over. Maybe the cop lived that way, but not Jeff and Laura Fry. They had been together for 20 good years. They loved each other. Jeff was the most steadfast, the most predictable, the most incorruptible man she'd ever known, which was why his absence made no sense at all. Mom? Laura whirled around at the sudden sound to find her daughter, her eyes sleepy, her dark hair disheveled. I woke up and started to worry. I mean, Dad's never late like last night. I had a dream something awful happened, so I was going to check the garage and make sure the Porsche was... It's there, isn't it? It's not there, Deborah. I checked. Is he with David? No, I called. David Farrow was Jeff's partner at the CPA firm of Farrow and Fry, but he hadn't known of any late meetings Jeff might have had. So where is he, Mom? I don't know. If I ever stayed out all night without calling, you'd kill me. I may well kill your father. So you're just going to stand here looking out the window? Aren't you upset? Deborah was a 16-year-old asking a frightened 16-year-old's questions. Laura was a frightened 38-year-old with no answers, which made her frustration all the greater. Yes, I'm upset. Believe me, I'm upset. I've been upset since 7 o'clock last night when your father was an hour late. He never does this, Mom. Never. I know that, Deborah. The silence that followed was heavy with an unspoken plea for understanding. Deborah lowered her chin. What about me? What am I supposed to do? Scooping the hair back from Deborah's face, Laura caught a glimpse of her daughter's worry. By the time Deborah raised her head, a defiant look was in place. Deborah, what you're supposed to do is go back to bed. Sure, like I'd really be able to sleep. She turned her head a fraction and gave a twitch of her nose. You've been cooking all night, haven't you, Mom? Not all night, just part of it. In addition to a coq au vin, she had also baked a Black Forest cake and two batches of pillow cookies, one of which she would send to Scott at school. Did you sleep at all? No, I'm fine. She was too anxious to sleep, which was why she had cooked. Normally, cooking relaxed her. It hadn't done that last night, but at least it had kept her hands busy. Well, I'm fine too, Mom. I'll shower and dress and sit down here with you. Only when Laura heard the sound of the shower did she turn toward the den. It was Jeff's room, his retreat. Drawn into the room by the musty scent of Jeff's collection of old books, Laura let the atmosphere take the edge off her tension. Gently lit, as it had been all night, by the green clerk's lamp on the desk, the room had a feeling of his